This podcast is sponsored by Merkle B2B, driven by data, enabled by technology, powered by creativity. We can help connect you with the right audience at the right place and the right time. Learn more at MerkleB2B.com.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, March 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Baby boomers left the workforce in droves during the pandemic. Many more, and in some cases much earlier than companies were expecting. And with that mass exodus went years of experience. Now, as the next segment of the workforce gets ready to retire, some companies are offering older workers an opportunity to enter retirement more gradually.
It would allow them to continue working longer, but at a reduced number of hours, which gives them, you know, a potentially better work-life balance. But it allows them at the same time to continue collecting, you know, some level of income.
On today's show, we'll talk with our reporter Ann Turgeson. She's been looking into phased retirement programs that allow workers to ease their workload without giving up their job completely. That's after the break.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. Knowing how to turn unpredictability into an advantage is where ADP comes in. ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions and help businesses of all sizes work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. ADP. Always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Up to 2.6 million more people retired in the first year and a half of the pandemic than were expected, according to the Federal Reserve. That's left many companies with significant gaps in their rank and file and a willingness to explore ways of stemming the flow of current workers into retirement. One option more companies are offering? Phased retirement programs. So what are the benefits for companies and workers? WSJ reporter Ann Turgeson joins us to talk about it. Ann, it's great having you with us.
Thanks.
So, Anne, what's prompting companies to offer these programs?
A couple different things. First of all, we have a very hot job market. We have a very tight labor market. And so, you know, it's hard for companies to attract workers in this environment. I think they want to focus on retaining the ones that they have as much as they can. We also have an aging society, and we've seen a wave of unexpectedly large wave of retirements since the pandemic started. So companies, what they hope to get out of it is that they can retain some of their older workers who might be on the verge of retiring for longer. And, you know, some of them very explicitly do so in order to enlist those older workers in helping to train replacements.
Now, these phased retirement programs are growing in popularity, but are there potential hurdles that companies face that offer them?
There can be. For some employers, they are concerned about, you know, the potential for lawsuits, because typically when employers implement like a formal phased retirement program, they often will allow any employee who meets, you know, certain basic criteria, like maybe, you know, they're above a certain age, like maybe above 55, and they have a certain number of years of tenure, they'll allow any of those people to apply, but they won't necessarily accept every employee who applies. So some employers are concerned about lawsuits because of that. Just because their programs are selective, and it can be perceived as unfair by those who don't get selected for the program. There are some other, you know, sort of potential difficulties, just depending on the way an employer's 401k plan works, or depending on how their pension plan works. If people are working in a phased retirement program and they're working part-time, they may want to tap into some of the retirement benefits, but those plans may not allow it. Many do, but some don't.
Okay, but doesn't this also add a layer of expenses that a company has to deal with?
Yeah, in some cases, you know, some employers are, they recognize that older employers typically are paid more and that they may cost more in other ways, you know, including in some benefit areas. And so, you know, some employers who are very focused on the costs, probably for them, a phased retirement program may not be a good fit, because in some cases they may prefer to have these older, more expensive employees move on sooner rather than later.
All right, now let's look at this from the perspective of workers. Why would phase-in retirement programs be appealing to them?
So for workers, you know, who might be thinking about retiring, typically when you retire, there's sort of this cliff effect where you're sort of earning a full-time salary and you're working full-time, and then all of a sudden you just stop working and you stop earning. So a phased retirement, you know, could be potentially attractive to workers in that it would allow them to continue working longer, but at a reduced number of hours, which gives them, you know, a potentially better work-life balance. But it allows them at the same time to continue collecting, you know, some level of income. And in many cases, it might allow them to retain some or even all of their benefits as well.
All right. So you spoke with some people who are considering joining one of these programs. What is it that attracted them?
Yeah. So we spoke to somebody who's about to do this, and she's entered into an agreement with her employer where she'll be cutting back to a part-time schedule, and she'll be training someone to take on some of her duties. And I think in her case, she had moved from Pennsylvania to North Carolina with the goal in mind of retiring and volunteering and playing golf, but she also really loved her job. So I think that this helped her sort of think about how to do both. You know, I think for a lot of people who are thinking about retiring who also love their jobs, I think it's helpful to have some time in which you can kind of phase down, because then you can continue doing something you love, but then develop other interests and pursuits at the same time.
So what do these programs actually look like? You know, how do they work?
So they can vary substantially from company to company. Typically what you'll see is, you know, some kind of program where the employee and the employer will sit down and discuss how the employee is going to phase out of the company. So, you know, if you're working full time, maybe you'll phase down by cutting back to like 3 days a week. Over time, you may even phase down further in terms of your hours and your pay. Typically, these programs have sort of a menu of benefits that they provide. So it's really important for the employee who's considering it to do their homework and look at what benefits they will retain and what benefits they may actually lose if they want to tap into the retirement accounts. It's really important that they find out before entering the program whether that's possible, et cetera. So these programs can vary a good deal from one company to another. Some companies might say, you know, I talked to one company, for example, that says that they typically have people phase out over a 3 to 12 month horizon, and they typically try to get the people who are phasing down to help them train a successor once that successor is identified. Some other companies I've spoken to, they allow phased retirees to stay on indefinitely until the phased retiree decides to leave. So it can vary.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, it's terrific having you with us.
Oh, thanks very much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Thank you for your interest in the WSJ podcasts from the Wall Street Journal. We're always looking to improve, and we're interested in hearing your opinions. Please go to wsj.com/survey and take a survey that will help us bring you more of the content you're looking for. Thank you for your time and support.